Something that I love to do is in media, whether it be music or books or movies or TV shows, is find, you know, Christian and Catholic elements within those things. Because I love just listening to stories and then finding the Christian story in the midst of that. And in one, I think that actually relates very well to our gospel, is found in all places of Aladdin, that Disney classic. And if you remember, there's the scene in Aladdin where he enters into the Cave of Wonders to get the lamp with the genie inside of it. And this scene in particular, I think, is a profound reflection in general, but relates very well with our gospel today. Maybe for a refresher, we hear of Aladdin and he goes into this cave to get this lamp, and he's given this instruction to touch nothing else but the lamp. And we would think that this would be an easy instruction to follow. After all, he knows that in this lamp is this genie who can grant all of his wishes, at least three of them. And so you'd think that this would be very easy for him. And so he enters into this cave, and all of a sudden this poor beggar who has grown up in squalor finds that this instruction is not going to be all that easy. For when he walks into this cave, he finds before himself mountains of gold and jewels of all different sorts and sizes. To make matters even that much more difficult, the lamp he's seeking for, his purpose for going into the cave, is found at the very back of the cave. And all that's going through these mountains of treasure is this small, narrow, and winding path. And it's a small, narrow path to the point that he has to be conscious of where he's even placing his foot to make sure he doesn't accidentally touch any of this immense treasure. Now, to Aladdin's credit, he has a great sense of purpose and discipline, and so he starts making his way through this cave without as much of a temptation to touch anything. Unfortunately for Aladdin, he's brought along his pet monkey, Abu. I never thought I'd say Abu in a homily before, but here we are. And Abu has a much more greater temptation towards the immense wealth that he sees before him. As we see even in that cartoon, Abu is always the one looking for treasure and things. And so Aladdin has to constantly tell Abu to stay focused on his goal, on the lamp. And yet as they go through the cave, it seems that the treasure is getting even more beautiful and bigger. And so Abu's temptation is growing as they get closer to this goal of the lamp. Until finally, just as Aladdin picks up this prized possession of the lamp, Abu sees this huge red ruby, and he can no longer contain himself. And so he picks up this ruby. And what happens because of that is a beautiful reflection. The cave, walls of the cave shake, the ground trembles, and everything collapses around him. The treasure is lost, and Aladdin and Abu are trapped in this cave. May seem like a stretch, but our man in our gospel today, in some ways, is very much like Aladdin. That he comes to the Lord and he says, "Lord, how can I attain eternal life? How can I attain this prized possession that I want so badly?" And what is our Lord's response? He says, "You are lacking in one thing. Go sell what you have and follow me." In a way, our Lord is telling this man, you must walk through the treasures of the world to get what you want, eternal life, and to follow me. And what do we hear? This man turns away, he walks away, and he's sad, for he has many possessions. It's amazing to think if we place ourselves in the story, we too have this goal in life, and that is to follow our Lord. And to do so, we must walk through the treasures of the world without so much as laying a finger upon it. This is what our Lord means when he says these challenging words of, "It is impossible for the rich to enter into the kingdom of God." But it is not just the wealth itself, the richness, that is the barrier to entrance in heaven, but the temptation that comes along with it. Namely, that it distracts us and prevents us from reaching our goal, to reach our Lord. For if Aladdin had the same lack of discipline and sense of purpose that Abu had, he would never have made it even 3 feet into the cave. So enamored he would have been by the treasure, he would have just immediately started hoarding it. And instead of making progress, taking step after step on that narrow path to the lamp, he would be stuck at its entrance. And so, too, when we chase after the wealth of this world, it prevents us from taking step after step on this narrow path to our Lord. We become so distracted. And it's not just the wealth such as, you know, money and the latest of technological gadgets that can distract us, but the wealth of our pride, of wanting to increase our status in the world, of chasing after power, influence, knowledge. All of these things that make us pause along the path and distract us from our goal, which is to follow Christ. And so we must have this intense and firm purpose in our life to reach the goal to our Lord in the midst of that small and narrow path among the treasures of the world. For as we hear, when we succumb to that temptation and actually chase after this wealth and the treasure of the world, what happens? Well, we hear the man in our gospel, he walks away from our Lord and he walks away sad. It's an amazing kind of notion that with our Lord, he's excited, he has purpose. Lord, how can I get to eternal life? And then when he realizes what's at stake, he turns back towards his possessions, which cause him to walk away from our Lord. And what is the fruit of that action? He's sad. He keeps his possessions, but he's sad. Now, how often have we chased after a wealth of the world, whatever that is in our life, it can vary for each one of us, and we too find ourselves away from the Lord, sad and unfulfilled, because we have become distracted by that shiny object rather than the purpose of our life, which is to reach and be with our Lord. And so we must be, one silly example, one I'm not always happy about, but, you know, even the other night, I was, kind of getting ready for bed, and I knew, I was like, you know what, this would be a great time to just kind of pray. At the house I'm living at, Francis Borgia, we have a chapel in the basement, kind of, that's a cave-like setting, and I was like, you know, I could go and like spend a few moments before I go to bed in prayer. And instead, I was like, you know what, I wonder what's going on Twitter right now. What's this news? I want to stay up with the news of the world. And so by getting caught up on this shiny object of this app on my phone, it took me away and distracted me from taking steps towards our Lord. And how often have we maybe not done our daily prayers, not grown, walked towards our Lord for something as simple as that? And today's gospel is a reminder to us of to keep our focus intent on the Lord, to take step by step through this narrow path that leads to this cave of the world and all the treasures among it, so that we can be with what we truly desire, the bread of life, who promises us, as we hear in our gospel, that he will give us 100-fold of all the treasure that surrounds us. And the great beauty is that we will not have this treasure for this life or for this certain time, but for all of eternity. And so may we today leave with this focus, this drive, take step by step, ignore the shiny trinkets along the way, so that we can be and truly follow our Lord.